is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey, this is the Chris Abraham Show. I'm Chris Abraham. Season 6, episode 21. No sé. So I am ranting about the need that the anti-gun, lobbyists feel like they need to not use the numbers of, like, the importance of gun deaths in actual children. And when they talk about gun deaths being the number one or number two reasons for deaths amongst children, they include 0 to 19. And according to that song from the 80s, the average age of the combat soldier in Vietnam was 19. And the average age of a gangbanger and street criminal and member of gang, any race, there are white supremacist gangs, there are white power gangs, there are MS-13 or MC-17. NC-17 is a great gang name. There are inner city black gangs, there are Latino gangs, there are Russian gangs, there are Moldovan gangs, there are Ukrainian gangs, there are, in Latin American, there's Salvadorian gangs, there's Venezuelan gangs, there's Mexican gangs, there's Chinese syndicates, there are, I guarantee you, Japanese syndicates as well. So if 100% of the time in D.C., the way you get into a gang is you become the jail fodder for the capos, right? So let's say you're over 18 and you want to kill somebody, or you want to sell some drugs, or you want to steal something. It's like common knowledge that you make someone who is considered a minor do that work, because if they get caught, they'll be charged as a minor. If it's a killing, they won't be charged with life, or they won't be charged with a lifetime sentence, and they might not even be charged as an adult. They might go to juvie. And then after doing that for you and getting an education in jail, they can come out in just a few years, the equivalent of a very black market sort of university experience, and you've never spent a moment in jail. Your foot soldiers, who are invariably under 18, will have done that for you. I have said this many times, that I'm the only person in my friend community in D.C. when I lived there from 88 until 2007, on and off. I'm the only person in my friend group who wasn't mugged by a 12-year-old with a revolver or a pistol. So, I mean, I feel like the memes and the infographics that represent guns as being the number one reason for children to die in America is a crime problem, not a gun problem, right? None of those guns are legal. None of those guns are used legally or lawfully. None of those guns were purchased either, you know, from a local gun shop or at a gun show. No, none of those guns were passed through a federal background check. None of those guns follow state or local laws. And to be honest, there's no state in the United States that allows you to buy a pistol until you're 21 years of age. And so the only legal guns that someone 18 and 19 can own is a long gun, which of course can include an AR-15, but not an AR-15 pistol. That is a pistol. You can't have an AR-15 pistol or an AK pistol until you are 21. So unless the kids are going around with 16-inch barrel lengths AR-15s and AK-47s and M-14s Mini-14s and M1A1s and various and sundry associated assault-style magazine-fed rifles. Or, I don't know, they could be using lever-action rifles or bolt-action rifles or single-fire rifles. But unless they are using a rifle defined as a rifle or a shotgun defined as a shotgun, they don't have access to those guns until they're 21. And nobody on the planet can legally possess or own even the plans to a full-auto sear or what's called a Glock switch or whatever. So I feel like the only way that they're able to sell the more people or more children are killed by guns is by including the extreme sweet spot for violent crime by street criminals. And that is perfectly, I guess, noble if you're more honest about the fact that street crime is cultural and that it's culturally relevant to, like, Mandalorian, guns are my religion. If you can argue that guns are the religion of criminals and criminals are culture, and so cultures aren't criminal and nobody's illegal, ergo the rights and responsibilities of gang members is a protected right and responsibility, even if you have to get beat into it, or you have to kill into it, or you have to drive by your way into it, or you need to use gun crime as a way of becoming part of your culture, sort of as a rite of passage. If a rite of passage, which includes gun crime as part of the rite of passage, like when I became a Freemason, or when I became a Phi Kappa Psi, right? Or even when I became a Catholic and had to be baptized, or became an Episcopalian and I studied for my confirmation. If we can argue that city gun crime by children to include 19 years old and younger is a protected rite of passage for a protected class of people, and in fact it's their culture, I think we need to stop right away if we're going to try to include 19-year-olds and younger. I think we should go until, let's find out if guns are the number one reason why 0 to 12-year-olds or 0 to 11-year-olds are guns. If guns kill 0 to 11-year-olds more than any other thing in America, then I can buy that. But I think that 12 to 18 is the rite of passage, like quinceañera or bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. In the world of gangs, 12 years old is the year that you become a man. And an essential part of becoming a man in inner city gang culture, and I'm not talking about African Americans, I'm not talking about Latin Americans, I'm saying all gang culture, including, I assume, White Power, MS-13, the Romeos, whatever, the Sharks, the Jets. I dare say that as a protected class, the choice of using firearms on behalf of their cultural freedom as a rite of passage to become a man should be protected. So we shouldn't be harassing these 12 to 18-year-olds, these 12 to 19-year-olds for doing the equivalent of a Mandalorian, my gun is my religion. So you can't do that. You can't include them. That's a protected class. And by including them in that list, it's de facto extremely racist, extremely anti-cultural. It's extremely colonial. It's totally colonialism. It's totally white supremacy. And I dare say the fact that just because white mom Karens don't like the fact that that organized crime has a type of rite of passage that includes gunplay, shooting, killing, and pistol use against each other or the man, I dare say that that's pro-colonialism. That is imposing your concept of law enforcement, your type of anti wokeness, it's actually a crime. It's a hate crime to say that anybody who has chosen to enter into the hallowed world of organized crime, similar to Judaism, Islamism, Christianity, fraternity, or Masonry, a rite of passage is a protected religion-based decision. And while religion decides to use, I guess, analogies or metaphors or euphemism for, you know, or if Masonry or fraternity decides to explore a death and rebirth motif through metaphor and not through physical violence, through the drawing of blood instead of a metaphorical analogy of the body and blood. It's literally the body and blood. I feel like the infographics and the memes and the concepts of what does and doesn't make cultural importance, what should and shouldn't be disrespected, what should and shouldn't be respected, should be inclusive. And if a protected class of people decide to use firearms as a way of enforcing their cultural decisions and their cultural reality as a method of empowerment and discernment, then that should be protected as well and removed from those infographics. And the Karens, the white Karens, like Hog, for example, should get their noses, get their snoots out of a holy rite of passage akin to bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, baptism, confirmation, and the hallowed rites that other societies and clubs and secret societies and fraternal and maternal and sisterhoods and brotherhoods have in the case of their own cultural imperative. Hallelujah, amen. And this was the latest bombastic episode, because it is a prime number, 21 is, and it's episode 21, season 6 of the Chris Abraham Show, and I am Chris Abraham. Hallelujah, hallelujah, peace be upon him. Hallelujah, amen.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.